This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
JP's World. You heard it right. JP's World. Get your 10% discount right now. Use it. All caps. JPSWORLD.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
And what is up, everybody? Welcome back once again to another episode. Welcome back to a great Motivation Mondays episode. And let me tell you why this is going to be a doozy. It's going to be a super special episode of Motivation Mondays. Let me tell you why. Basically, and so simply, because today it's my birthday. Yes, today on July 12th, like I said on another episode, today, 25 years ago, something incredible happened. A great opportunity was presented to a human being in this life, and that was me being born. So today is my birthday, and how suiting for a guy that wants to for people to love Mondays as much as he loves Mondays, as much as he loves new opportunities, as much as he is so positive for his birthday to be on a Monday. I don't know, guys. I'm so excited because we're going to talk about three topics this afternoon, this Monday, Motivational Mondays afternoon. First of all, I'm going to tell you about my 25th lap to the sun. We're going to talk about life itself, and we're going to talk about fear. And let me tell you why we're going to talk about fear. Well, I'm not going to tell you yet. So just those three things. You're going to be like, again, we're going to talk about that, but today is different. Today it's different. You know what? I'm going to tell you now before the intros. I wasn't going to tell you, but yesterday, I did the most amazing experience of my life. Yesterday, I conquered the first thing in my bucket list. Yesterday, JP from the JP's World podcast jumped from a freaking airplane. Yesterday, I went skydiving. Yesterday, on July 11th, I jumped from a plane. And man, let me tell you, it's no joke. It's an amazing experience. But we're going to talk about that in a little bit. It's time to cue the real intros. It's time to cue the real intros, and we'll talk about that in a minute. See you guys there. Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to the JP's World. And welcome back once again, people, to the podcast where negativity ends, where we talk about everything, sports, movies, motivation, shows, current events, and more. I'm your host, JP. Get ready. We're about to start. So welcome. And after those beautiful intros. And yeah, I mean, welcome back after that week that I took. Yes, I deliberately, I don't know if that's a word. I deliberately took the liberty of taking two weeks. Just 1 week of break. Let's call it like that, because it's obvious that you guys didn't receive your normal Motivation Mondays on July 4th, and now it's July 5th, and now it's July 12th. And like I said, Well, first of all, sorry about that. I took a little break to gather my ideas, but now this is a special episode for me, a really, really special episode for me to share with you guys. Because, like I said, today it's my birthday, and I'm blessed to have a big, lovely family that supports me every single day and in every single way. And I don't know, being 25 is like, most people just see it as, okay, you're 25, what now? Or you're getting old, or wait until you have 30, stuff like that. Or, you know, the race is about to end, or stuff like that. Like, sometimes the world makes us think that life is like a race, that you need to do a lot of stuff in so little time, and you need to do it because you're gonna die and stuff like that. Yes, yes. At some point, whenever it's our time, we are going to leave this earth. That is inevitable. Yeah, still, that's inevitable. There's nothing to do like to prevent that. At some point, it's gonna end. And for me to accomplish, to get to that number, 25, I don't know. First of all, like I've ever since high school, I've been so grateful with life. No matter my situation, no matter my perspective, no matter my environment, I've always been grateful with life. Let me tell you this, when I turned 21, most people go to the club, most people go to celebrate, and maybe I am lame for doing what I did when I turned 21, and I don't care what people think, honestly. When I turned 21 4 years ago, if you expect me to say that I went to a club, I went with girls, I had a crazy night and stuff like that, no. What? For your parents, it's your birthday. You're supposed to be celebrating yourself. But no, I wanted to give thanks to my parents because I am 21 at that point. I'm alive. There's people that don't even make it to 21 because their parents didn't care about them or they just get lost in life. But there's people that don't even make it to 21 in the world. And for me to make it and have both of my parents at the time, my friends, my family, I was just like grateful. I just had to do it. So yeah, when I turned 21, I took my parents out for a dinner, a surprise dinner. They didn't even know nothing about that. It was a surprise, as you say, but it was unexpected to them because obviously, like, they were expecting their son, their 21-year-old son, to ask for money or for permission to go, or not even permission, just to let him know that he was going to the club and to celebrate and get drunk. I did get drunk, but that is outside of the matter. So, yeah, after that, it was like 22, 23, 24, but this year, I guess because I realized that I was going to turn 25, that I started with this dynamic that you guys have been listening in the past, Motivational Mondays, that we are on a game, basically, and that game has four quarters, and we're already past that halftime. We're starting the third quarter, and yes, I didn't publish for you guys the first episode of the third quarter, but you guys got this. You guys got this. It's the third quarter. It's time to decide if you guys want to win. Remember when I said that? So having that in mind, like, this episode is going to be much more like a storytelling and trying to motivate you guys to accomplish more in your life, to accomplish a lot with what you have. Because I don't have a lot. I'm not one of those gurus, and you guys already know. I'm not one of those people that may tell you that he has all the answers, that he can make you like 10 times what you earn in just 1 month, in just 1 day, stuff like that. I'm not that. I'm just a regular guy that loves to motivate people and to share positivity in the world in a very very, very negative world. And I just want to shed some light. Like, people need to realize that life, it's amazing. And once I realized that this year I was turning 25, I was like, man, the first quarter of my life, it's done. And when I tell that to people, they're like, oh, you're really confident that you're going to get to 100. I have to. I'm that happy and passionate about life that it's my first quarter. I have three more to go, and I have a lot of time on me. It's not something to think that you can procrastinate and you can be lazy, but instead look at it as you have a long road to go and you can try a lot of stuff in the road. There's a lot to try. So when that came, when that like realization, 25, how are you going to celebrate? Just some beers and some barbecue? Just some cake? No. I have to do something really, 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 really special, really amazing. Something that I can tell my kids, my grandkids, show them this episode specifically, maybe 10 years in the future. I don't know. Show them this and tell them I did that. And I looked at my bucket list. Yes, I have some notes of my bucket list. It's not something that I just mentioned or something that, oh, I want to do this. No. It's something that I have even written. Once you haven't written your goals, your dreams, you know, you just put a deadline on those. At some point, that dream or that goal is going to have a deadline, and you are going to do every single thing in your power to make it happen. So the first thing in my bucket list was skydiving. Ever since I was 18 and I started seeing those videos that people skydive and they see the skies, they see the mighty earth from a whole different perspective. It's like, wow. It's like, wow. So I want to do that. I want to try that. I want to experience that. And let me tell you guys, that is amazing. It's an amazing, amazing experience. And I hope, like, the energy that I try to share with you guys right now, using these words, using this storytelling, I want to encourage you all to just do it. Just do it. It's like, let's face it, like, you have never been on a plane. And like my cousin said yesterday, that I think a friend of hers said that, why would you jump from a fine working plane? Why? And that is the question of life. Just why? Why not? If the technology has been developed and you can do it, then just do it. Just do it. And let me tell you, it was a really, really, really long thought process. Through the whole month of June, even though you guys heard me, even though you guys heard episodes and motivation episodes and everything, that whole month I was stressed a little bit because there's more things to be stressed about. But for that, I was stressed. I was like, am I going to do it? Am I really going to do it? But let me tell you this. Once you start, like, you decide, okay, I'm going to do it. And then you tell your cousin, and then you tell the other cousin, and then you tell your brother, and then you'll tell your dad, and then you tell your mom, and stuff like that, it becomes more real. Once you start telling people, you got to realize that you have to do it. And now it's not just because you want to do it, it's because social pressure. Because let's face it, you don't want to be the punk, you don't want to be the dude, you don't want to be the bum that tells everybody that's going to do it, and then by the day that they're expecting, you know, to drive off or to drive you there, and then, you know what, I'm not going to do it. I didn't have the guts to even buy the ticket. And they're like, oh, and then let me tell you, the trash talk is not going to stop. Just think about that. So yeah, 1 week before, let me tell you, I jumped from 13,000 feet and I jumped with the company. It's called Skydive Hollister in Silicon Valley. That is the name of the company. Let me repeat it to you. Skydive Hollister in Silicon Valley. That is a company that I use their services, and they're really, really friendly. They're really amazing. They are incredible. Like, let's go one by one. First, you need to decide what height are you going to jump. And I want to tell you this from experience. Oh my God, from experience. Now the dude knows. Now he doesn't want to stop talking about it, right? But no, man, it's like I did 13,000 feet, and I asked them, "What do you guys recommend?" And they're like, "Okay, 8,000 feet. It's for maybe if you just want to get your, like they say, get your toes in the water. 13,000 feet. It's a great altitude for first timers." And 18,000 feet, then that will be even more amazing. But I don't know, something like told me, you know what, we can start at 13,000. Let's start at 13,000. Let's just do it. I was going to do 18,000 though, but I don't know. Honestly, for that, I was a little bit scared, but now I'm not. For that, I was a little bit scared because even in the instructions, if I read it correctly, it said, you are going to get complimentary oxygen. I'm like, what? Complimentary oxygen? And then you read the instructions and then it says, it's because over there, the air is that thin that sometimes people need oxygen. People need oxygen because it's way up. And I was like, okay. And let me tell you, ever since I decided to skydive, like from high school, right? And then years later, I see one of the people that I follow and inspires me too, Will Smith. Like, you know, he started on this path of motivating people too, like with his speeches, with his videos and everything, right? So then he starts talking about skydiving and how, like, what he says is like, wow, right? And Will Smith says the following, right? And I'm going to play for you guys right now. So Will Smith says this about skydiving. Check it out.
And you fall out of the airplane. And in 1 second, you realize that it's the most blissful experience of your life. You're flying. There's zero fear. You realize that the point of maximum danger is the point of minimum fear. The lesson for me was, why were you scared in your bed the night before? What do you need that fear for? Everything up to the stepping out, there's actually no reason to be scared. And then in that moment, all of a sudden, where you should be terrified is the most blissful experience of your life. And God placed the best things in life on the other side of fear.
That is exactly what I'm talking about. It's like, let me just tell you guys, even though I consider myself a person that loves adventure, that loves trying new things, that loves doing a lot of new stuff, I am still human. I am fearful. I panic. I experience fear like everybody else. Even people that are experienced, they always have fear. Even if they say no. At some point, we all experience fear for anything and for everything. People that know me know that I'm a chicken for a lot of stuff. I'm a chicken. And I have to say this out loud. I'm not going to say I'm the most brave person in the world. Or no, nothing scares me. No. I am scared. I'm scared about tomorrow. But that doesn't stop me from getting out there and try a new thing. I'm scared about meeting new people, but that doesn't stop me from doing it. I'm scared of many, many things. But like he says, God put the best things in life on the other side of fear. And let me tell you that after this, that quote just became more and more real than it was. First of all, let me just tell you about the experience. Like I said, Skydive Hollister in Silicon Valley, they are amazing. And I'm going to leave them their information in the description of the show. So you guys, please, please, if you have the chance, if you can conquer that fear or that bucket list of skydiving, just do it. Believe me, it's worth it. It's worth every single penny because it's not a free ride. It's just that. I'm just going to say that. It's not a free ride. I'm not going to mess with prices. That you have to see it for yourself. Because if I tell you now, probably that is going to scare you. And you guys are not going to even try it. Because it's not like, here is $1. No. You got to realize that you have to pay a price. And you have to also realize that it's dangerous. It's not like it's a walk in the park. It is dangerous. But again, it's like that other quote from Will Smith in that movie, After Earth. Danger, it is very, very, very real. It is very, very real. But fear is a choice. Fear, it's a choice. That brings me back to another quote about this before I keep talking about the experience. And my nephew told me about that, and we found it on the internet, and I posted on Instagram, I think, last night. We all have two lives. All of us have two lives in this world. And the second one, it starts. It starts after we realize we only have one. Think about that for a second. You have a life at the minute you were born, and you're living your life. And then at some point, I think this moment hits different for everybody, but at some point you realize you only have one life, one shot, one opportunity. Yes, that was Eminem. One shot, one opportunity. And you have to make it happen. You have to experience life. So yeah, back to the experience. I got to the place, even the night before we went to see where it was going to be, what we're going to do, and stuff like that. We were late. It was already closed. But the fact remains that I saw the place where I was going to land. And I was like, damn, really? This is the place? And I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit freaking out because I even saw the plane that we were going to use. This is the sound that I was making at the moment. I wanted to like breathe out, but this like pressure on my chest was right there, like or it's like it's happening, it's getting real. Then I got there the next day, and they checked my information. Everything is cool, everything is right. You pay, and then they're like, you know, you just go there, chill there for a minute. This plane just left, and some guy is going to go for you. He's going to find you, and he's going to be your instructor. Okay. So time passes, and we start seeing people just landing, like coming in hot, as people say, coming in hot and landing on their parachutes. And I was already like, whoa, okay, it's happening. And all of a sudden, I was like, okay, people are getting ready. Maybe I should be getting ready too, or I don't know. So I went to ask, hey, what is about to happen? And he's like, his name is actually, shout out to him, bro, for reals. Like, his name is Nick, they call him Nick, sorry about that, I have it here, the Kraken. Nick the Kraken. Shout out to Nick the Kraken from Skydive Hollister. And if you're listening to this, if you happen to listen to this, thank you again for that amazing, amazing experience, that life-changing experience, for real. And all of a sudden, he just calls my name, Juan. And I'm like, yeah, it's me. And he comes all cool about it. Like, hey, what are you about to do right now? Oh, you're going skydiving? Oh, yeah, me too. So I guess we're paired up. Oh, okay. And he made it so easy. Like, all the instructors make it so easy for first timers. I saw that in this company. Like, they make it so easy. They calm you down. Everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be right. So as time passes, he just comes, puts on my harness, and he tells me all the instructions, all the safety, everything. And we barely realize it. Time has passed when they're starting telling you it's time to board. Okay. And he comes for me and he's like, you know what? I always like to jump first. So remember, wherever I go, you go. And I'm like, okay. And then we get into the plane. And when I realize I am next to the door, I'm not on the back where the pilots are. And what he says, you guys are gonna see the video later when I post it on Instagram and Facebook and everywhere. He says, have you ever feel like you are sitting in the wrong side of the plane? Because let's face it, when you're in a plane, you're facing front. You're facing the same way as the pilot's front. But in this case, you're facing backwards. You're seeing the tail of the plane, and you realize that is true. This is the first time you are facing the tail of the plane. So everybody's talking, everybody's cheering. Oh, this is your first time. Yes. Oh, okay. Congratulations and everything. And you're going to have a great time. And remember, have fun. And everybody's clapping. Everybody's like, woo, let's do this. When I barely realized, the plane already took off. And in the video, you see, whoa, I'm screaming. Like, I'm so excited. And he's like, yeah, buddy, you are in the air. Oh, my God. When you barely realize, you're starting going up and up and up and up. And then he prepares you. He tightens all the nuts, all everything on the harness. Okay, you're ready. And there were people in front of me. They were jumping solo. And like, I've been repeating this, and I think I'm going to repeat it till the day I die. When you see people jumping from the plane, you think that they're going to fall like in slow-mo. When you see the videos, you think that they're going to jump in slow-mo too. Like, you're going to see that. No, once they jump, they're just like, poof, just like that. They disappear in the air and they're just falling. And in the video, you're going to see, whoa, I'm just screaming. And they're like, okay, it's our turn. Okay. It's at that point, like he says, I was nervous. I was scared. I saw the down. Like, I'm used to seeing it from the window of the plane. I'm not used to seeing it like full color, and that is right there. Gravity is just waiting for you to pull you down to God's mighty earth. And it's amazing. And then he just sits you down. And let me tell you, it's one of the scariest feelings. I'm not going to joke. When your feet are just dangling around, and you don't feel nothing. You don't feel like, oh, there's nothing. There's no, okay. And it's just a matter of seconds when he just leans your head backwards towards him. And then, like Will Smith says, on three, one, two, four, he just jumps and everything goes quiet. Even though you're screaming your lungs out. And I wasn't screaming of fear. I was enjoying it. I was happy. It's one of the most amazing and joyful moments of my life. You're just screaming of happiness and excitement, and you're like, whoa! But you're falling so fast, and you have all this wind in your hair, in your face. You don't listen to yourself. You're just falling, and you see everything in the ground. And when you realize you are falling so slow, and you're feeling the air, you're feeling everything. And it's amazing. It's an amazing, amazing feeling. And then he touches my arm. He's like, okay, here comes the parachute. Thras. And you're just like, wah. The parachute deploys. And then you breathe. Oh. Like, that just happened. You jump from a plane. You are good. There was nothing to fear. There was nothing to be afraid of. It's an experience like no other. It's a feeling that even if I'm describing it to you right now, it doesn't have comparison. It doesn't have a match. And it's something that I encourage you to try. It's something that I encourage you all to try. Just conquer your fears. Conquer your bucket list. Your bucket list is supposed to be filled with things that you want to do, but you know are too scared to do it. But remember, it's a bucket list for a reason. It's a list of things that you want to do before you kick the bucket. And to see everything from the air at that velocity, at that speed, at that acceleration, it's amazing. It's an amazing, amazing feeling. And I wish all of you who listen to this, all of you experience that. My dad wasn't here to tell me happy birthday, but I felt it over there in the skies. That joy, that bliss, that happiness, I felt him here. I felt him there. It's an amazing, amazing experience. And let me tell you this, it's like you feel something in your stomach, like a pool, and then you don't feel nothing. And then he starts like turning the parachute when it opens, and then start turning and turning and turning and everything. It's better than a roller coaster for sure. Before, it was like the roller coaster is like the best fear I conquered. But no, skydiving is on another level. It's amazing. And I wanted this episode to tell you this. People start hating the weekdays on Sundays. Think about that. We all, before you listen to this show or before you start following my advice, you have to realize that we start hating the weekdays on Sundays because we realize that Monday's coming and we need to get back to work and I hate my job and stuff like that. But it's just something complimentary, like a job. You can find another job. You can find every source of income that you can imagine out there. But life is just one. And what I did yesterday, I want you to use it as an example that Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, any day can be beautiful. Any day can be amazing. Any day can happen something so great, something so cool that makes you fall in love with life. Fall in a love and in a bliss that you weren't aware that you could feel. It's time to conquer your fears, man. Women, children, gentlemen out there, it's time. It's time. If before I had a perspective in life, I have another one right now. And yes, I'm going to start losing fear about everything. Like the no. The worst, the negativity, it's already there. And if something positive happens when you try to face a fear, then it's a plus. It's a plus for sure. So it's time to conquer our fears. It's time. It's time to just do it. Do. Go out there and do whatever it is that you were afraid to do right now. Just do it. And let me tell you, next trip, next birthday, it's bungee jumping time. I'm gonna bungee jump next time, and I don't know where yet, but it's for sure that I'm gonna do it. And that is different. That is different because bungee jumping, you don't have no one in your back. It's you. You are conquering your fear. You are going to do it, and I want to do it, and I'm going to record it too. and you guys are going to see it and you guys are going to experience it with me. But definitely, 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 I'm going skydiving again, because that is an experience that doesn't get old. It's an experience that is just amazing. And before I go, because yes, it's time to finish the show. It's time to end it. It's time to just go to sleep thinking that tomorrow, whatever it is that's holding you back, whatever fear that is not allowing you to be happy, tomorrow it ends. Tomorrow you start the end of that fear. And before I go, remember, we all have two lives. And the second one starts when we realize we only have one. So what are you going to do about it? And after that brief pause for you to sink it in, let me just remind you that you can send me a voice message in the description, in the link in the description of this show. Sorry about that. You can follow me on all the social media. The link tree is there. And if you follow me on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, because I'm going to post the video of me skydiving there. You guys are just going to laugh at my face, screaming in of happiness all the way down. And you can support the podcast by acquiring some of the merch, shirts, hats, and stickers. Shirts are $18, stickers are $5, and hats are $15. Just support the podcast and go out there representing the JP's world, saying to the people, man, JP is just a cool, cool dude. And remember that this episode was about conquering fears. This episode was about living life. And this episode was about realizing that life, it's a marathon. Life is not a race. And whatever age you have right now, you are so young and you're still full of life. All right. So I'm going to leave you guys now. It's time to kill real outros. It's time. It's time to kill real outros, and I'll see you guys in the next episode, where we're going to break down the first three episodes of Loki to prepare for the last episode of Loki. And you guys are going to have a review of the recent Black Widow movie. I'm just letting you guys get in there and see the movie. If you can, go watch it. The movies are open. The movies are reopening. Go watch it. All right, guys, I'm going to leave you guys now. I love you all, and I'm so happy now. Please, please, before I cue the real outros, blow up this episode. Let's have the first episode of the JP's World blow out. Just share it out there. Tell five friends. Share it to them directly and tell them to share it with their friends, to five friends each. And then those five friends to share with the other five friends. Let's do that. Let's make a big, big chain, and let's blow up this episode. Let's make it happen. Let's give it to more people, for them to conquer their dreams, for them to conquer their bucket list. Here come the outros. I leave you guys now. I love you all. Bye. And that was it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying the show and are enjoying the episodes, the number one thing you can do for me is subscribe, rate, and review this show. And don't forget to share it with your friends. I am your host, JP, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.